Good afternoon, everybody. It is the 28th of October, 2014. It's actually, well, the sun's gone in now, but it's actually been a glorious day so far. It's windy, a bit windy, and when the sun goes in, it is slightly chilly. It's, in temperature terms, it isn't, but I'm wearing a summer dress, so it is. It's only got, like, straps, which is a bit stupid, but it's a bit chilly. Come back, son. It's definitely half term here this week. Some places it was last week, and it usually is the week before, because my nephew's birthday is on the 23rd, and it's always been, you know, when he was at school, and even since he's left, well, a long time ago, his birthday always falls in the half term week. So, I think it is a bit later this year than it sometimes is, or usually is. It's very quiet here. Ronan's upstairs, Connor's at work, Obi's just gone to see a man about a job. Oh, and yesterday he went to Tesco's and he bought a kettle. When we came back in here after the fire, I got two kettles because that's what we used to have before. I got one for my bedroom because I've got a tray up there with all the tea making stuff. And then I got a red one, which wasn't cheap. It was not a plastic one. It was like, I don't know if it's stainless steel or what. It's some kind of metal anyway. And it was about 25 quid. I know that that's not expensive, but it's not the cheaper end. It's kind of mediocre, I suppose, because you can get kettles for a fiver. The other one was about a fiver, I think, the bedroom one. And then I think after about 8 months, it went bang, the red one. And I don't know what happened to it. I suppose I should have taken it back. It was less than a year old by far. But I didn't, I suppose sometimes there's too much else going on and that's just too trivial. A fool and his money are easily parted and all that. So we just took the one from upstairs and used it downstairs instead. And the cheap one is still working fine. Of course. So yesterday he went to Tesco's and he rang me up and he said, shall I get another kettle? And I said, okay, if you want. So he came home with a red one again, because some of our stuff in our kitchen is red. And it's actually nice. It's different to the other one. It's the same sort of style. I mean, it's the same sort of thing, but it's a different shape and it looks nicer, I think. Anyway, today I came down and he made me a cup of tea. And I said, did you use the new kettle? And he said, no, because you said you've got to rinse it out. And I said, well, I can't remember what you have to do with it now. You have to boil it a few times or once or something, because it's probably got chemicals in it. I said, well, what does it say? And he said, there's no instructions with it. And I said, well, he said there was no box with it. I said, well, what do you mean there was no box with it? And then I realised he went on the self-service till at Tesco's, because he only had two items. He got that and some coat hangers. And otherwise they would have told him. He didn't realise. I felt a bit sorry for him, really, because, I mean, obviously he's not been in this country. I mean, he's been nearly a year, but I don't think he's ever bought anything electrical like that. And in Tesco's, they have like a shelf with all the display ones on the top. And then they have the boxes, and you pick the box with the one you want underneath. And obviously, he took the display one. And because he went through on the self-service, nobody picked up on it. So anyway, he's taking it back. He's got to go up to Charing Cross to see somebody about some work. And then on the way back, he gets off near the station anyway, so he's going to take it back in. I mean, obviously, he's got the receipt and everything, so there shouldn't be a problem with them swapping it over and giving him a boxed one. I said, well, there's probably nothing wrong with that one, but after the last one going wrong, I'm not going to let it happen a second time, and you've got no guarantee with that. So off he's gone. We haven't used it, thankfully, so that's one good thing. That's my dog's tail wagging. And I've had to pay my phone bill today. The phone bill that corresponded with my lack of internet service for more than 2 weeks. Not just internet. Hello? Darling? I'm just doing an audio boot. What's the matter? What have you got? Forgot? Oh, at least you didn't get too far. Where did you get to?
This evil nigga in here.
Who?
Ricky.
Where is she?
She's on upstairs now.
In Candice. Did she come in when you did?
No.
Oh.
She's gone on the bed now.
Oh, she's all right.
I'm sure she's come out of the bed.
Yeah, because she doesn't like her, does she? Nobody. Candice is not very nice. She's the only one that she's nice with is her mum. Oh, he's forgot his Oyster card. She's come down now. She goes, wee. I don't know if you picked that up, her little feet going. Here comes Pinky. She's gone now, Pink. She went out the back door. I wish the sun would come back. Oh, sorry, I've kicked Pinky. Sorry, I stretched my leg out. I didn't kick her, but, you know, I mean, I touched her with my foot. yeah, I've just had to pay my phone bill. From the time we had up no internet service, no TV, no landline. And it was an extra £100 in mobile data. And so I paid it, and then I had to ring up. And when Virgin, I won't name them, couldn't come out for more than 2 weeks to fix the cable problem, I hadn't negotiated them to take some money off for the lack of service. So I cancelled my direct debit that month and I paid it manually. And then I realised that it wouldn't show on the next till next month's bill.
When I came into the house...
Yeah?
Ricky ran upstairs.
She's gone out now.
She got inside, upstairs, as I came up, she ran under the bed. When she ran under the bed, Shinky ran out of one of the bed. And when Shinky saw me, Shinky ran... halfway stopped.
Oh, poor Shinky. She's with the devil in the deep blue sea, which is the lesser of two evils.
She's supposed to run towards Ricky. But as soon as I passed the bed and walked towards the water to get my Oyster card, she bust out running. But she got a chance to come out now. And next thing, Ricky followed.
Yeah, Ricky went out the door and so did Shinky. And I stretched my foot out and I kicked Shinky again. It's not her day.
I
love you, darling. I got confused, and it was this month's bill that reflected that. They actually took £28 off my bill. So I rang up to pay today and to set up to pay that and to pay because it was due and to. Actually, I think it was due on the 26th, and that was the weekend, and I just forgot. So I rang up today to pay it while I was paying bills and to set up my direct debit. And when they told me the amount, I said, well, I thought I was meant to get £28 off, and then they told me they'd charge me a £10 late fee. Oh, I went up the wall. I said, you realise that through my lack of service for more than 2 weeks, I've incurred £100 in mobile data.
Want to go back in?
And I don't know if it was just me. I think it was probably Ronan as well, to be fair, because he went to my sister's for a week during that time. And they've got no internet service down there, so they all use his phone as a hotspot. So to be honest, I don't think it was all me. Well, I didn't check that because it's pointless. I mean, what's the point? He's got five gig, I think, mobile data. I've only got one, but I extended mine. I paid for one extra, I can't remember. Anyway, I said to them, how is this fair? You couldn't come out for more than 2 weeks to fix my problem, and I had no service. And I said, I've now just paid my phone bill, and I've incurred £100 extra in mobile data. And because I'm a day late paying, 2 days late paying my bill, you've given me a late payment fee. I said, how's that fair? It isn't fair. You know, when they make you wait for weeks because they can't get someone to come out, and then 2 days and they slap money on you. You know what I mean? How is that fair when I've had to already pay out £100 in mobile data? You know, okay, maybe we should have been a bit more careful. We tried to be, but it's very difficult because you rely on the internet for so many things like shopping and audio boo. That took up a good part of it, I'm sure. But anyway, he did take it off. I said, thank you. I told him they were a rip-off. Because I think that is. I mean, you know, I know they gave me compensation for the lack of service. £28, wowee, for 2 weeks. You know, that's not much, is it? And then they slap a £10 fee on top. So it's actually £18. And then I had to pay out £100. Okay, I could have avoided some of that. But the thing is, I shouldn't have had to. Because they, you know, they, even if I'd have had to wait a week, it wouldn't have been so bad. But it was more than 2 weeks with no service. And even now, the service is not good because they're doing some engineering work and it's been going on since July and it's going to finish in December to put some customers on a different line because at peak times, the internet is really slow. I mean, I rang them up the other day because it took 4 hours, 4.5 hours to download iOS 8 the other week. It was a Saturday evening, and I suppose that was one of their peak times, and I just didn't think. There's no way it should have taken that long. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, the service is up to scratch again now, so it's fine in the daytime. It's the evenings, and that's what they're trying to work on. So that isn't the reason. I haven't heard any more from Audio Boom. That's not the reason why I can't upload long posts, because I don't even think it's anything to do with the Wi-Fi. They claim it's a BT problem, but I'm not even with BT. But I don't think it's a Wi-Fi issue anyway, because I tried turning my Wi-Fi off and uploading it on the mobile and didn't go. So that's that theory right out the window as far as I can see, which granted is not far. It's not at all. But anyway, metaphorically speaking, so... It's all been phones and bills today. And cats. No more fish heads. Oh, there was a fish head yesterday. Obi had the last of the mackerel and he didn't have the fish head himself. He cut it off when it was raw and he said, who shall I give the fish head to? And I said, give it to Niall. And I said, just give it to him. So make him sit in his bed, because that's what I do when I give him a treat. Just give it to him in his mouth and it'll be gone. Ronan said, oh, he's going to get oil over his blanket. Give it to him outside. So I said, okay, give it to him outside. I thought, anything for a quiet life. So he gave it to him outside and Obi said it took 2 seconds. It did not even touch. He didn't even put it down. It went, and it was gone. And Lammy took, what, half an hour? 35 minutes to eat it. I'm sure I know who got the more enjoyment, though, taking that amount of time. And Obi just rang up somebody, a recruitment place, about work. And he'd spoken to the man yesterday. He asked for him, and they said, who's calling? It was a woman. They said, it's Obi. She said, what's your surname? And because people can't pronounce it, he spells it out, A-K-P-O-T-U. She said, yes, but there's no need to spell it out. There might be more than one Obi. It was out on the loudspeaker. I said, I don't think so. I very highly doubt it. There's no one quite like Obi. Instead of it's no one quite like Grandma, if anyone remembers that awful song that was done by some kids' choir many, many years ago in the UK. And so she said, okay, how do you pronounce it? He said, Apotu. She said, okay, all right, I'm just going to put you through Mr. Now, what did she say? Atoko or... She got it completely wrong. So it was absolutely pointless. You know, spelling it out, if she'd have taken down the spelling, you can't really get it wrong if you know the spelling. So that's why he gave her the spelling. So she's called, you know, what's the point? She's going to go and tell somebody that Mr. Akiko or whatever she called him. And then they're going to think, who the hell is that? So that was totally pointless. The sun has gone in. and I'm very disappointed. I'm going to try and get out for a walk with the dog later, even if it's just a short one. But I'm not going to go if the sun doesn't come out. Because I don't like just walking in the wind. I don't like the wind. I don't mind it if it's sunny. But I do really like this time of year. Even though I can't see all the leaves on the trees and the different colours, I know they're there. And I like it when other people do audio books and they describe them. That's really cool. And I love the smells, the decaying foliage and all that, and the dampness. And the evenings when people have, you know, or the afternoons, late afternoons, often when it's starting to get dark, and they'll burn the leaves and you get the smell of wood smoke and even the fireworks. I like to be indoors on an evening like that. It's kind of quite cosy. But I don't really like the dark, even though I can't see. I don't like the dark evenings very much when it closes in. I don't mind it. I kind of don't mind it before Christmas because you've got all the stuff going on. There's Halloween for those who celebrate it. There's Guy Fawkes night, firework night, bonfire night, whatever you like to call it. I wish they'd bloody well succeeded, or back in 1605 or whatever it was. Treason. The gunpowder plot. They would have done us all a favour. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. I'll probably be arrested. I'm not talking about now. Anyway. Then there's Christmas and there's all the going on and all the hustle and bustle and hassle. And then after Christmas, I know you've got the idea that in March, at the end of March, the spring's coming and the clocks go forward. But to get there, you've got to go through January and February. I hate those months with a passion. This year, it wasn't so bad. We didn't have any snow here in the southeast. I don't even think we had any flakes of it. But previous years, it's been quite bad the last few years. And I just don't like it. If snow comes around Christmas time, that's all very nice. But when it comes in January and February, they can keep it. But Obi's never seen snow, only in films. So he was quite disappointed last year when none came. But I wasn't. Anyway, I'm sure we'll probably have some. Someone said that. I don't know if I believe all this crap. They always say this, that it's going to be the worst winter we've had for a long time. 2009-10 was a pretty bad winter here in the southeast. I remember that. We had really a lot of snow for us. And I remember it because I was living in rented accommodation where the landlord had not fixed my central heating. I had no heating. And the only way I could get hot water was with an immersion heater, which put my electricity bill to £600. He didn't get the central heating fixed, despite me getting on his back so many times, not literally, of course. And I had to buy electric radiators and convection heaters and things because that just took. It didn't really do more than take the chill off the air. It was a very cold time, I remember. And the following year, it got to November, and I thought, hey ho, you know, I'm not going through another winter like this. So in the end, I actually went to the council. I went to the environmental health and they made him get it fixed. And then in January, he got evicted because he didn't pay the mortgage. Still, at least we didn't have to go through a second half a winter with no heating again. So I do remember that was quite a bad winter down here. The end of 2009-2010. A hell of a lot of snow we had. I remember going out with it with the dogs. My little poodle, we took them over the fields and he nearly disappeared in it. When we came home, his coat was quite long, so I tend to keep it longer in the winter because it's warmer, obviously. His legs were like absolutely covered in all this snow. It all clung to the curls of his fur, right up to his shoulders. And I had to get it off before it melted and made him really cold. I had to try and kind of pick it off. Anyway, I don't know why I'm senselessly rambling about nothing. Niall's got one of his bones. It's not the latest one because we had to throw that away because he managed to break it. He broke a bit off of it that could have been dangerous, so I put it in the recycling, food waste. He's got another one in the freezer, which I'll give him later in the week, probably. That's Ronan's music you can hear. He's a teenager. He's just put his TV on. Yeah, the sun, it's meant to be sunny spells this afternoon, but the sun's really gone. I was sitting here with my door open, but I'm actually quite chilly. And it was so lovely. I hope it comes back again. Anyway, I'm going to go for now because I've got things to do. And I've got my tea to drink for a start. Oh, heavens. I hope that didn't come out there. That's my toilet. It always seems to get on my audio booze for some reason. Hey-ho. Anyway, take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon, no doubt. Bye for now.